And the countdown has begun to May 1st this year, when Vatican officials estimated that 2.5 million pilgrims will travel to Rome to witness the beatification of the late great John Paul II. Yesterday, the papal household issued a warning to those travelling from abroad not to be duped by people demanding money for tickets concerning any of the ceremonies organised for the celebration, as Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Master of Papal Liturgical Celebrations, Monsignor Guido Marini, says it is very important to make as clear as possible that no tickets are needed to attend the beatification of John Paul II. On Friday, the prefecture of the papal household issued a draft program ahead of the May 1st celebration, dividing it into five separate phases. The first, a prayer vigil on Saturday, April 30th at the Circus Maximus Arena in Rome. The beatification ceremony itself on Sunday, May 1st, which begins at 10 a.m. Rome time. The exposition of the remains of the newly blessed on the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica for the veneration of the faithful.
All'interno della messa ci sarà il momento della proclamazione del nuovo beato.
Monsignor Marini says the Vatican thought to expose the coffin of the newly blessed in the Basilica to foster an atmosphere of meditation and prayer so that pilgrims can do so as a proper, authentically religious act. A Mass of Thanksgiving will be held on Monday, May 2nd, presided over by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone. Following this, Pope John Paul II's remains will be privately reinterred in the side chapel of St. Sebastian in St. Peter's Basilica. Describing it as a great ecclesial event, the office in charge of organizing the event stated in no uncertain terms that no individual or institution can demand payment for improper deals, as has become particularly common on the internet. It also reaffirms that tickets are always free at papal ceremonies and general audiences. Cardinal José Sarajeva Martins, retired prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, has also confirmed an initial estimate of over 2.5 million pilgrims and faithful from all over the world who have already booked accommodation to be in Rome for the beatification of John Paul II. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.